Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant.
Lift up your two hands wherever you are this morning. Lift up your two hands to the King of Kings. When we lift our hands, it's a sign of surrender. When we lift our hands, it's a sign of adoration. Just lift up your hands to the King of Kings and say, Lord, I have come. Here I am in your presence. Feel me. Say, Lord, my heart is open for you. My heart is open. My heart is open. I'm ready to receive your word. Let your word come with light. In the name of Jesus. Shadabakosia. Lord, we give you glory. Somebody just connect this morning. Connect to his throne. Just connect to the throne this morning. The presence of God is mighty in this place. It's not a time to look around. It's a time to connect your spirit. Spirit to spirit is thank you, Jesus. Help me sing. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you, Jesus.
Open the eyes of my heart.
Sing it again, come on.
Open the eyes of my heart. Open the eyes of my heart.
Open the eyes of my
heart. I want to see you.
Take it one more time. Take it again.
Open the eyes of my heart.
Open the eyes of my heart.
Open the eyes of my heart.
I want to see you.
I want to see
you. Lord, I want to see you. Nobody will leave this place without an experience. That nobody will leave this place without an encounter. That no one will leave this place with any form of darkness. Our hearts are ready, Jesus. Speak your word expressly to us and let your word make us whole. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise, Father. Blessed be your holy name, O God. For it is in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Can you put your hands together for the Lord and be seated for a while? Thank you so much, choir, for that wonderful. Please put your hands together for the worship team again. All right, I'll quickly do this before I bring the word God has for us today. I don't feel myself so well. So, let's start with the Baptist thing. First of all, I want to thank God Almighty for this privilege to stand before you. I do not take it for granted. This is an exalted altar. This is where God's presence is always felt and mighty. I want to thank the senior pastor, the church pastor, for this opportunity to come speak God's word to you. Like it has been said, today is our Baptist day of pulpit exchange, where pastors from a church goes to another Baptist church to share God's word. I'm the music minister and worship leader, the music pastor of New Life Baptist Church here in Abuja, and I'm here today just like our Father and the Lord here has gone somewhere else. Quickly, I still need to congratulate the church for being a part of the Nigerian Baptist Convention, the Rivers Baptist Conference, and also this association. Please clap your hands together for yourself. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We really appreciate that. And I also want to keep encouraging us as a church, always participate in the corporate programs. When we have associational meetings, that's what makes part of what makes us Baptist. When we have meetings where we come together, please try to make sure you attend as a person and as a church. Sometime at the end of this month or the first week of April, we'll be having what we call Baptist Day. Baptist Day is when all Baptists in a region will gather together to lift up holy hands and worship the Lord, and also to let us know some of our doctrines, beliefs, and the things, our practices as Baptists. So when that information comes to us, please make sure you attend. Our pastor will let us know at the right time. Now, as a conference, FCT Baptist Conference, one thing we are doing this time is that we are trying to put up our conference secretariat. We just got, a full-time conference president, and we are trying to put up our secretariat. I want to encourage every one of us today to give towards that tax. I want you to give towards that tax. If you don't have the cash here, we'll give you the account details. You pay into it. But like I learned, that it has been announced previously. So when the time comes, that offering will be collected. It is going to the FCT Baptist Conference. So I want us to give and give and give. And as we do, the Lord will continue to bless us in Jesus' name. So those are the things I've just brought to us today on the part of the FCT Baptist Conference. We'll go on to God's Word immediately. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. If you have your Bible, whether soft copy or hard copy, please do well to turn to Romans. The book of Romans. Is this somewhere in the Old Testament now? Please, where's Romans? In the New Testament? Are you sure? Romans in the New Testament? After John, after what now, please? After Acts. And after Romans, what will you see? Revelation. And after Romans is what? 1 Corinthians. Don't be surprised that some people don't know scriptures. We are so used to the electronic version that we don't know how to open the Bible. Let's rise up for the reading of God's word. We are going to read the first 17 verses. Stand up wherever you are. I'll read the first, you read the second. I'll read from the King James Version media. I'll read the first, you read the second. We'll read down till we get to 17. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Verse 2 together. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Loudly, let's read 17 together. And if children, then heirs with. You may be seated in God's house. This season, our Father in the Lord has told us that it is our season of living in the supernatural. And our Father in the Lord began to speak in that light. Living in the supernatural. A supernatural life is a life that is lived beyond the natural. The word supernatural is attributed to some force beyond scientific understanding, beyond the normal, beyond the things only that we can see. When we talk about the supernatural, we talk about living beyond the laws of nature. It is not an ordinary life. It is an extraordinary life. And today God will be speaking his word to us as we look at the topic, the life in the Spirit. The life in the Spirit. The life in the Spirit. We live in a world where you cannot choose to live your life anyhow. You must hold something. You cannot live your life anyhow. You cannot live empty. We live in a physical world that is controlled by the spiritual world. For the things which are seen are controlled by the things which are not seen. We live in a world, the Bible says in Micah chapter 2 verse 1. It says some people will sleep on their bed at night. And all they are thinking about is how they will wake up in the morning to perpetuate evil. It says, woe to them that devise iniquity and work evil upon their beds. That means they lie down and all they are thinking about is evil. When the morning is light, they practice it. Because, why? It says it is in their power, in the power of their hand. A lot of evils happening, so we cannot live our lives anyhow. Thank God for this season of the supernatural that our Father and the Lord is leading us into. And you cannot live your life as a normal person. You cannot just live your life as a natural person, as an ordinary person, when God is taking us into the supernatural. The life of the Spirit. When we talk about the life of the Spirit, we talk about living your life in totality to the will of God. Living your life depending totally on God. Living your life according to the dictates of God's Spirit. It is a life that does not operate on itself. It is a life that is lived in the consciousness of God's presence. When we teach about worship, we cannot but talk about the place of being conscious of God's presence wherever you find yourself. The life of the Spirit is the consciousness we have that God lives in us. He lives with us. It's a life that is lived intentionally. As I say, don't live your life anyhow. Not in this time and season. You live your life intentionally. God drops it in your heart. What you need to do, you go for it. An intentional life. Not a life that you wake up in the morning. And when we are growing up, there's what we call anywhere belly face. How many of you know anywhere belly face? There's this person come. Oh, boy, come follow me more. Just more hang out more. You go. After that one, come, let's do. A life without direction. That is not the life of the Spirit. You live intentionally. As you wake up, you know what God is leading you to do that day. And you face it. That's the life of the Spirit. A life of the Spirit. It is a life enabled by the Holy Spirit. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6. The Bible says, it is not by mind, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord unto Zerubbabel. This life we're talking about today, the life of the Spirit, is only possible in Jesus. The life of the Spirit is possible if my life has been handed over to Jesus. Without Jesus, at best, we'll be coming to church and we'll be churchgoers. Without Jesus, at best, we'll be struggling to live the Christian life. The life in the Spirit is possible only in Jesus. I always have opportunities to talk to worship leaders and worshipers so that our worship will not end on stage alone, but it goes beyond that to our life. What matters is our relationship with God. The life of the Spirit has to do with our relationship with Jesus. So the first question, do you have a relationship with Jesus? Beyond coming to church this morning, yes, you are in church. You can be in church, but you don't know Jesus. You can know about Jesus, but you don't know Jesus. It begins by knowing Jesus. Quickly, I want to talk about some characteristics of this life we're talking about from our scriptures. Some characters we see on the life of the Spirit. The first is, the life of the Spirit is a life freed from condemnation. Is a life that is free from condemnation. Romans chapter 8 verse 1. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation. Now there is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. It means if you are in Christ, you are not condemned. If you are in Christ, you are no longer condemned. You might have sinned. You might have committed some atrocities. You might have lived in all forms of iniquities and transgressions. You might have gone against the will of God as you grew up until a certain time you decided to give your life to Christ. But after you gave your life to Christ, the Bible says, therefore now, there is no condemnation. You are no longer condemned. Because you are now a child of God. And like I said in the first service, as I prepared, the Holy Spirit kept telling me about those who are Christians but still living in guilt. You are the first person God is speaking to now through this word. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. John chapter 3 verse 16. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should do what? Will not perish, but you will have eternal life. It simply means once you have given your life to Christ, you have eternal life. You are not going to have it. I will not have eternal life when I die. But once I'm giving my life to Christ, the seed of Christ has come inside of me. The life I now live, Galatians 2:20. It says, for I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. The life I now live is no longer the life of guilt or shame, because Christ lives in me. Please give me John, 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. These things I have written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know. John said, I've been writing to you from verse 1. I've been telling you a lot of things, but all of these things I am writing, what is the purpose? It says that you may know that you have eternal life. Friends, I've come to tell you this morning that you will not have eternal life when you die. You will not have eternal life after this life. Once you are born again, you have eternal life. The seed of Jesus is inside of you. You carry the life of Christ, what is called Zoe. You carry the life of Christ himself. So it says that you may know that you have. Not that you are going to have eternal life, but you have it now. And you will believe in the name of Jesus. I don't know what has made you to live in condemnation. But it says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. You are under the sound of my voice and you are living in guilt. Guilt of what has happened 1 year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, for some people 20 years ago. You are now a Christian. You are born again. You have given your life to Christ. You are following Jesus. But every time the devil comes to you to say, but you committed that sin. But you did it. Yes, you did it. I know you did it. And you know you did it. And you begin to feel bad again. You begin to wallow in guilt. I have come to tell you this morning that the Bible says there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. If you are in Christ Jesus, that guilt is a thing of the past. The devil is just trying to use it to hurt you and to harm you. But today you can say no to the pranks of the enemy. I don't know the guilt you are facing, but under God, I declare today, whatever guilt it is that has kept you down, guilt of the past, guilt of the things you have done in years gone, I pray for you by the blood of Jesus and the power of the Holy Ghost. Today, that guilt becomes a thing of the past. Today, by the blood of Jesus, that guilt is erased. In the name of Jesus. You cannot live here without guilt, because Jesus has set you free. Enter into this freedom. My brother, enter into this freedom. My sister, enter into this freedom. For there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. The King James Version would say, Romans chapter 8 verse 1, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. If you are born again, that guilt is a thing of the past. You are not leaving the service with it. That's the good news. Let's go to the second point, characteristics. I was thinking I'll be able to pass it, but let's see. Number two, the life of the Spirit. I've said number one is a life that is not condemned. Number two is a life that acknowledges what Christ has done. A life that acknowledges what Christ has done. Romans chapter 8, verses 3 and 4. Verse 3, please, media. Romans chapter 8, verse 3. It says, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. By sending a son, he condemned sin for sin. Ah, thank you, Jesus. The law of Moses could not deliver us totally from sin. The blood of bulls and rams could not do so. But the blood of Christ condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. If you are a Christian, the only way you can live out of the flesh is living in the Spirit. I will get there. But that Romans chapter 8 verse 1, it says, therefore there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who live not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So what Jesus has come to do, he helped us to overcome sin. He helped us to live a victorious life. Romans chapter 8 verse, Romans chapter 7 and verse 15. Romans 7 verse 15. In that scripture, Paul began to speak. He said, for that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that I do. The things I want to do, I see myself not doing it. The things I don't want to do, those are the things I do. A life of struggle. That was the kind of life Paul lived at the time. If Paul had ended here, we would have been of all men most miserable. If Paul had ended here, that means there's no hope for Christians. There's no hope for Christianity. Give me verse 24 and 25. Romans 7, 24. Paul began to say all the things he struggled with. In verse 24, he said, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? So people are crying, who shall deliver me from the body of this guilt, of this pain, of this shame? Who will I run to? Who can I share this with? Who will understand what I'm going through? How can I live in the Spirit? And at the same time, I'm struggling. Nobody knows, not even the pastor, not even the choir leader, not even the escorts. In fact, you are a deacon. You are a worker in the house. You're a worship leader, just like Paul at this time. For you, you are crying now. Oh, wretched man like me, who can help me? Who will I run to? Thank God Paul did not end here. We would have also missed it. Verse 25. It says, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Give this scripture to me in NLT. NLT, this 25. It says, thank God, the answer is myself. Is that what the scripture says? It says, thank God, because I can come out of it as I make efforts. What did that scripture say? Friends, the answer to that guilt is Jesus. The answer to that struggle is Jesus. Thank God the answer is in Jesus our Lord. You can't live the life of the Spirit if you don't have an encounter with Jesus and allow Jesus to take that guilt, that pain, that shame, that struggle away. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21. It says, for God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering of our sins, so that we could be made right with God through Christ. For him who knew no sin became sin. He didn't become sinful. Okay, I don't have time to explain that. But he didn't become sinful. He became the sin. He knew no sin, but he became sin, so that we can become the righteousness of God. Friends, I want you to know this. I want you to believe it. If you know it and you believe it, you will experience it. And today, some of you are entering a new relationship with God. You're already born again, but you have been struggling. But today, there is no condemnation for you. You're entering a new work with Christ. The third point, a life in the Spirit is a life that is fulfilled, or a life that fulfills what the Spirit desires, not the flesh. It's a life that fulfills what the Spirit desires, not what the flesh desires. Romans chapter 8 verse 5. Romans 8 and verse 5. It says, those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things. Give it to me in NIV. NIV. It says, those who live according to the sinful nature have their mind set on what that nature desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. One of the characteristics of those who live in the Spirit are those who desire the things of the Spirit. Show me the things you desire. I'll tell you whether you're walking in the Spirit or you're walking in the flesh. It says, for those who desire the things of the Spirit, who walk according to the flesh, they desire the things of the flesh. Those who walk according to the Spirit, they desire the things of the Spirit. There are two kinds of people in the church. And also in the word, those who walk after the flesh and those who walk after the Spirit. The question this morning is, where are you? Which are you? Do you walk after the flesh or do you walk after the Spirit? As we look at Galatians chapter 5 verse 19 to 20, we begin to see some of the attributes of those who walk after the flesh. Galatians 5. Verse 19 says, the act of the sinful nature, that's those who walk after the flesh, are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery. Take me to 20. Idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fit for rage, selfish ambition, dissension. The time will not allow me to talk about these things. But the question is, are you walking after the flesh? Or you're walking after the Spirit? God is calling us to a new work. In this season of living in the supernatural, you can't live in the supernatural if you don't live your life in the Spirit. That's what I'm trying to say today. And verse 21 says, verse 22. There are others in verse 21. Verse 22 began to say, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, is joy, is peace. The fruit of the Spirit, the fruit. Are these things your experience? In the third service, I'm going to push it to the last point, which is the benefits of living the life of the Spirit. The benefits of living the life of the Spirit. So if you're in this service and you're not in the third service, you should also listen to the message of the third service. Just like those in the first service should listen to this one, because I pushed it a little from first service. The question is, are you living your life in the flesh? Or are you living in the Spirit? Close your eyes. Let's pray. I want to begin to talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. I'm going to call out a set of people. You are here. You are living in shame. You are living in guilt. In fact, maybe your spouse doesn't know about it. Anytime that thing comes back to you, every time the devil brings it to you, you fall down at your feet and begin to cry. There's something that brings pain to you. And today you want to say, there is now therefore no condemnation for me because I'm in Christ Jesus. I drop it. I'm not going to ask you what it is. I'm only going to ask you to come to the altar to drop it at the feet of Jesus. Whatever it is that brings pain, that brings shame, you know it. You're under the sound of my voice and you want God to help you. I want you to come to the altar. You kneel before the altar and tell it to Jesus. And I'll pray with you and let it go. Can I just give you the next 60 seconds to do that? Come and tell it to Jesus. Just come and tell it to Jesus. Don't wait for the first person. It's between you and God. Just come and tell it to Jesus. Whatever it is, you just give it to Jesus. A home for you. Tell it to Jesus, to the boss in front. It says, come unto me, all ye will labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. There's rest for you in this place. No more guilt. No more guilt. No more shame. No more pain. Jesus has taken care of you the rest. Know it and believe it, and you will experience it. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for these ones in front. You know what it is? You know why they are here? Today I join my faith with theirs. And I pray by your mercy, by the blood of the Lamb, that guilt is no more. That pain is no more. That shame is no more. The Bible says, he that the Son of God has set free is free indeed. I declare upon you, under the unction of God in this house, you are free indeed. You are free indeed. As you rise up into your victory. As you rise up from here, that guilt is gone. In the name of Jesus. For there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because you have believed it and known it again today. Go and experience it in Jesus' mighty name. You may go back to your seat. Rise up, everyone. Is there anyone here that is not born again? Stand up, everyone, as we round up. My time is up already. Anyone that is not born again here, can you put up your hand? Let me pray for you. Anyone that has not given his life to Christ, there's an opportunity this morning for you to do that. If there's anyone, put up your hand. It's not a thing of shame, or you put up your hand and you receive Jesus if you are not born again. There is none here. Peradventure, there's anyone online that is giving their life to Christ. There's someone here. Okay, there's a brother there that needs to give his life to Christ. Is there any other one to join him? You are not born again. You are not giving your life to Christ, and you want to be born again. All right. Peradventure, anyone online is joining him today. I don't know the camera I'm using, but let me look at it too. It's time to give your life to Christ. And you're saying, Lord, I want to give my life to you. I want you to know that in Christ there is peace, there's salvation. Come unto me, all you will labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You enter rest when you know Jesus. My brother, do we have somebody to talk with him? Okay. So I'll pray for you, and after which, who sees him, please let he will come meet you behind. Okay. Please come, let me pray with you. Let's put our hands together, because there is joy in heaven. Clap. Let me hold your hands. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I come to you. I ask for mercy. Forgive me of all my sins. I give my life to you. Accept me by your mercy in Jesus' name. I declare you are made whole. The power of God moves in you from today. The spirit of righteousness rests upon you. From today, you begin to serve God for the rest of your life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. You're blessed in Jesus' name. Please follow. Father, we thank you for releasing your word. I pray for everyone who has heard your word today. The Bible says, blessed is he that heareth of this word. Because you have heard God's word, I declare you are blessed. Grace to fulfill God's word that you have heard today. Grace to live in the supernatural. Let it come upon you now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Spirit of the living God. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Can you put your hands together as loud as possible? And you may be seated in the house. Thank you so much for being in church today. Please rise up together as we pray on our way out. You're just going to declare a word for yourself as we go. Media, help us with Zechariah chapter 2, verse 5. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 5. Zechariah 2, verse 5. The Bible says, and I myself will be a wall of fire around you, declares the Lord. I thought I would hear an amen. Amen. And I will be its glory within. I want you to lift up your voice and declare, as I go this week, Lord, you will be a fire, a wall of you. Build a wall of fire round about me. Lift up your voice and pray it. Pray it. Bible says, as you speak to my ears, so shall I do. As I go this week, I declare you will be a wall of fire round about me. I declare that, Kalabado siente debekete. Somebody enter that level. No harm will befall you this week. Declare it. The Lord built a wall of fire round about my family, round about my children, round about my dwelling, round about my job, round about the things my hands will find to do, round about my property in the name of Jesus. A wall of fire is built around me in the name of Jesus, and the Lord shall be the glory within. Somebody declare, the glory of the Lord will shine. It will radiate upon my life, upon my way in this week and beyond. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. As you go this week, I declare the Lord will go with you. The Lord will watch over you. The Lord will grant you victories. I declare upon you, you are more than a conqueror. Lines will fall for you in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, the Lord builds a wall of fire round about you. No harm shall come your way. In health, the Lord will keep you. In the name of Jesus, wherever you step upon this week, it shall be for you success. It shall be for you success. It shall be for you prosperity. In the name of Jesus, go and prosper. In Jesus' mighty name, may the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May he lift up the light of his countenance over you and grant you peace, both now and forevermore. Amen. The Lord bless you as you go.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.